Hey, guys.
Will Durst here with a few cautionary words. It's probably not wise to goose everybody's blood pressure higher than the opening offers on Facebook's upcoming IPO by overreacting here. But this might be a good time to seek out a nice, safe steel bunker to hunker down in or behind, because it's awards season. And statuettes are being tossed around like dimes at a county fair. Like resumes flying from the outer office of Michelle Bachmann's inner circle. More plentiful than the doubts circulating around Mitt Romney's super PAC. We've already seen the Golden Globes, the Grammys, the BAFTAs, the Screen Actor Guild Awards, and the Oscars are right around the corner. So now it's time to weigh in with the most important of them all, the Will Durst Political Animal Awards. Worst Possible Timing Award, Tim Pawlenty, who left the presidential lineup right before his turn to lead the polls. The Dumber Than He Looks Award, in a crowded field, Rick Perry. Best Supporting Actress, Calista Gingrich in a thankless role. Best Costume, Rick Santorum for that period look harkening back to a young Mr. Rogers with rabies. The Not As Dumb As His Hair Looks Award, for the fourth consecutive year, Donald Trump. The Unclear in the Concept Award, Herman Cain for continuing to blame the media. The We Can't Find a Muzzle Big Enough Award, Joe Biden may have to retire this award in his name. Best Special Effects, Industrial Light and Magic for making Mitt Romney appear so lifelike. Best Score, Whoever Bought Apple at 8. Best Makeup, Newt Gingrich for his very convincing Walking Dead grease paint. Best Choreographer, Fox News's Roger Ailes. Comeback of the Year Award, The Economy. And finally, the It's Better to Be Lucky Than Good Award, Barack Obama. For Cross Currents, I'm Will Durst.